Hare Krishna. When people hear about the regulations to material enjoyment that the Bhagavad Gita talks about, they ask the question sometimes that it's our nature to be pleasure seeking. So why does the Bhagavad Gita ask us to give up pleasure? Actually, the Bhagavad Gita doesn't ask us to give up pleasure. It simply asks us to question what we have been taught to believe is pleasure. So, what do we mean by this? The culture around us and the mind within us, they both drive into us the belief that indulging in the senses, pandering to the desires of the senses, the contact with the senses and objects will lead to pleasure. And among all the sensual pleasures, sexual pleasure is considered to be the highest. And this pleasure is incessantly glamorized in the media and glamorized by our mind also. So, unquestioning belief in the glory of sex pleasure is a prominent characteristic of contemporary culture. This is a sacrosanct belief. Sacrosanct means something which is not to be questioned. It's to be held so strongly, so tightly that nobody is allowed to question it. But does this belief in the glory of sensual pleasure deserve our unquestioning acceptance? Uncritical adherence? Yes, we may see this pleasure glamorized in the movies where there is depiction of unending erotic bliss. But are such glamorizations ever replicable in real life? After all, the body's capacity to enjoy is limited. It is inexorably, unchangeably, non-negotiably limited. So, no matter what we do, we can't increase it. And once the enjoyment is over, after that, what we are left with is, the enjoyment lasts for a few minutes. But after that, it leaves behind in the wake many attachments, increased attachments, which causes great suffering. When we become attached to the body inevitably descends towards debility. Debility means weakness because of old age, and disease, and destruction. And that's why the Bhagavad Gita tells in 5.22, Yehi samsparishija bhoga dukkha yonaya eva te adyantavanta kaunteya nate shuramate buddhaha. Says that samsparishija bhoga, the enjoyment that comes by contact with the senses, with the sense objects, dukkha yonaya eva te, it is actually the source of misery. Womb of misery, adyantavanta kaunteya. It has a beginning and it has an end. It is temporary. Nate shuramate buddhaha, buddhaha, the wise people, they do not delight in such pleasures. So now the wise are those who seriously think, those who ponder the nature of reality. So Bhagavad Gita urges us to ponder the nature of material pleasure and therefore thereafter desist from it. Of course, the Gita doesn't tell us to ponder only the nature of material pleasure alone. Actually, it gives us a far or more satisfactory object to ponder. Now, we ponder material pleasure so that we don't pander to those desires. But as far as pondering is concerned, initially we ponder, this pleasure is false. But afterwards, we focus primarily on Krishna. Bhagavad Gita reveals that He is the most attractive object to contemplate. He is most satisfying object because He is the source of all pleasure. He is all attractive Supreme Person. He delights in spiritual love and He delights in giving happiness. And he delights and gives delight in reciprocating spiritual love. And when we contemplate on Him, when we ponder His nature, His mercy, His love, His glory, His beauty, then that can satisfy our longing for happiness perfectly and perennially. Thank you. Hare Krishna.